Well, that's what we're going to do today is up here that I'm sharing with you now. It's preparing students for emergencies and train the response and the factor in the startle factor. There is a startle factor we have to consider. And so I'm going to go through the emergencies in general. And what I really want to do, I think my value add to all this is going to, for that you will get the most out of, is when we get to the electrical system. Because I think that most pilots don't really understand this at all. They can spit off things, but they rote level things, but they really don't understand how things work. And once you understand some things, you can make a diagnosis of whether something is good or bad without a light necessarily coming on. Or if the light comes on, you don't understand the electrical system. It's like, I hope to God the checklist fixes it because I don't know anything else about it, right? So there's kind of that. So speaking of that, there isn't always a light or alarm for things. Depending on the airplane, there'd be no such thing. Right. So then it's up to you to have a running count of how things are going. So I'm going to give you a gift here. I should spell this out for you. So you have to write it. You might get it, maybe I would have put it by the time it goes out online, but it's called developing a running checklist. So I'll tell you, so I've had two pilot certificates, oh, two, more than two, but I have, okay, country. So I have US pilot certificates and I have UK pilot certificates, right? And instructor certificates and examining authority there. And here, well, I had here, so I don't have here anymore, but there, I don't know, maybe easy to get. But anyway, there's a differences in style. There's a difference in training to some extent. Like we don't teach ground reference maneuvers. They say, why? You can, if you're drifting in the path, I find it's really funny. We have people drifting in the traffic path. After they've done ground reference maneuvers, they pass that and they go in the traffic path and they drift. I'm like, well, what was the point of the ground reference maneuver then, right? They're like, you had no correlation. Oh, here's this thing we do. It's a pattern across the ground. And by the way, that's what we do. Like yelling, the definition of a millisecond from the time a student pilot yells clear until the engine starts. Clear? What's the point of it? Right? So, it's like these things. So there's operational differences. Another difference is there is a checklist that's done every 15 minutes we do there that we don't do here. And I think it's a good idea to do it. And I can tell you how this gets creeped into your culture. This Frida checklist is called right here. Let me turn on this little spotlight so we can.